It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. It's coming up January 24th and 25th at Coralville, Iowa, near Iowa City. I'll have this morning's stories coming up after this. There's a harvest season, there's a planting season, some would say there's a spraying season. I call this the learning season for farmers because many opt during this time of the year to attend informational and educational sessions, maybe sponsored by farm organizations or media outlets, as in the case of the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up January 24th and 25th. I've been at these events in the past. It's a great opportunity to learn in a short period of time how to improve what you're doing on your farm. Various business management skills will be updated at that conference from an excellent lineup of speakers, including noted agricultural economists, farm management specialists, and other farmers, too. Farmers and ranchers attend, and you can network at that meeting. Get all of the information at the website, farmfuturessummit.com. Again, it's coming up soon, January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. It's a storm system that'll take wintry precipitation all the way from Colorado to New York, some 1,500 miles. It's getting cranked up today in places like Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Louisville will get their share. St. Louis might get 9 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. They say the snow ought to be all out of Kansas City for the Chiefs-Colts football game. And for areas like southern Kansas, Arkansas, southern Kentucky, northern Tennessee, the precip may come as ice or a wintry mixture. A woman out walking her dog yesterday just east of Gordon, Wisconsin, a rural town of about 600 in far northwest Wisconsin, about 50 miles from Duluth, Minnesota, came upon a teenager who happened to be the 13-year-old girl kidnapped an hour or so away from there 3 months ago. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss had been missing since her parents were found murdered. Not long after the girl turned up yesterday, police arrested a suspect. Jamie's aunt confirmed last night that her niece is recuperating at a hospital from her ordeal. A press briefing had been scheduled for next week to update the case of the missing girl. She would have been missing 90 days at that point. Now there's a press conference later this morning to detail what happened to Jamie, the subject of a massive search back in the autumn. From This Week in Agribusiness, 1 year ago at its annual meeting, the members of the American Farm Bureau Federation were addressed by President Donald Trump, and at the time he noted that it was the group's 99th meeting. He said he was disappointed to hear that because, Trump said, 100 is so much cooler, as he put it. And he promised then he'd come back this year. Well, that was confirmed by the White House yesterday. Trump now is scheduled to speak to the Farm Bureau meeting in New Orleans on Monday. When he appeared before that largest farm group in the country last year, he hadn't yet led the nation into a trade war with our big farm customer, China. Trump's popularity with farmers was quite strong at this time last year. Some surveys show that it is surprisingly firm, farmer support of Donald Trump. Still, that's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.